All right, let's take a look now at one of the new gene therapies designed to treat cancer. The most effective new treatment is called CAR T-cell therapy, but it's also one of the most expensive yet. It's not clear who will pay for it or what its price means for the future of cancer care. Massachusetts General Hospital in Boston is one of the few in the country to offer that treatment. Reporter Richard Knox has our story.
I'm a cancer patient. I was diagnosed with lymphoma back in 2006.
Barbara Kearney of Boston was the very first to get CAR T-cell therapy at Mass General since it was approved by the FDA. She had already been through four different cancer regimens. None of them worked. So she was eager to try the new therapy her doctor told her about, even though it can cause life-threatening side effects.
I'm not afraid of dying at all. I know where I'm going.
Do you feel hopeful right now?
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
I don't have a crystal ball, but with no further therapy, her life expectancy would likely be measured in weeks to months at most.
That's Dr. Jeffrey Barnes of Mass General. He's Barbara Kearney's oncologist. He says CAR T-cell therapy could give patients like Kearney a better chance at cancer-free remission or even a lasting cure. So, on December 11th, doctors infused about 160 million CAR T-cells into Kearney's veins. They hoped these tailor-made cells would trigger her immune system to kill every last cancer cell and hang around to attack any that reemerged. A study published in December found the treatment eliminated all signs of cancer in more than half the patients, and 40% were cancer-free more than a year after getting a single CAR T-cell infusion. Only 7% of patients treated with older drugs get that kind of response.
This is a game-changing technology where someone has a chance of improvement of 5%, and to be able to offer them 75 or 80%, it's a big leap. It's a huge leap.
But CAR T's success comes at a staggeringly high price, somewhere between $750,000 to $1 million to treat a single patient. Barnes breaks down the cost.
The ballpark figure just for the product itself is $375,000. That does not include monitoring prior to the infusion, PET scans to monitor the response of the disease, the need for ICU stay, antibiotics, neurologic evaluations, MRIs.
And these patients require some of the highest doctor-to-patient and nurse-to-patient ratios in the hospital. Mara Bloom is director of the Mass General Cancer Center. She says the hospital isn't entirely sure how CAR T-cell therapy is going to be paid for. Meanwhile, last-ditch patients are lining up for it.
When they get to us, they failed two lines of treatment. So we have to make decisions very quickly. We can't wait.
So Bloom says Mass General is forging ahead. The hospital's negotiating with insurers on a case-by-case basis. Medicare, the most important payer, must by law cover FDA-approved cancer drugs, but Medicare has yet to say how much it will pay for CAR T.
This type of price tag is not sustainable for the long term. This will be very tough.
The big picture implications are sobering. If all the roughly 7,500 lymphoma patients who could benefit from CAR T-cell therapy got it, the national price tag could be nearly $6 billion. That's more than the entire health budget of many countries. Dr. Peter Bach heads the drug pricing lab at Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center in New York City.
CAR Ts are in a pack of new drugs that companies have now realized they can charge $500,000 for or $1 million for. That's how profit-seeking companies work. That's capitalism.
The small company that developed the CAR T-cell treatment Barbara Kearney got was snapped up by pharma giant Gilead Sciences last summer for nearly $12 billion. A Gilead spokesman says the high price of its CAR T-cell drug is justified because it's 7 times more effective than older treatments for advanced B-cell lymphoma. He says the price was set after doing market research with insurers, government payers, and cancer centers. But Peter Bach questions whether a cancer drug or any drug should cost that much.
That is $500,000 being taken away from something else, whether it's treating people who are addicted to opiates or making sure that patients get their medications for HIV or making sure that kids with asthma have adequate control of it so they can go to school.
The problem will become more acute if Congress cuts back on Medicare, Medicaid, and Obamacare insurance subsidies to offset the tax cuts it recently enacted. And still more urgent as researchers continue to devise ever more costly ways to treat the more common lung, breast, prostate, and colon cancers. Meanwhile, the story of Barbara Kearney is a painful reminder that a high-priced treatment does not come with a guarantee. After suffering severe side effects, Kearney died on December 29th. She was 71. For Here and Now, I'm Richard Knox.